Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, let's listen to the verse of 197, 198th, and also 199th verses of this chapter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةً أَنْ يَعْلَمَهُ عُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ
And has it not been a sign to them that it is recognized by the scholars of the children of Israel?
وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَى بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ
And even if we had revealed it to one among the foreigners,
فَقَرَأَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ
And he had recited it to them perfectly, they would still not have been believers in it.
أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةٌ أَنْ يَعْلَمَهُ عُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ Is it not a sign to them that the learned of the children of Israel know it? وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَى بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ And if we had sent it down to any of the non-Arabs, فَقَرَأَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ And he had recited it to them, they would not have believed in it. So, in these couple of verses, the Holy Quran is mainly talking about the excuse of being ignorant and the fact that this is not accepted from those faulty ones. From those Jews who did not want to know about the truthfulness, about the rightfulness of the call of the Holy Quran. Those Jews did not ask their scholars to know the truth, so they deserve to be blamed. The scholars of the children of Israel were aware of the truthfulness of the Holy Quran, but those Jews did not ask their scholars. So the Quran says, أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةً أَنْ يَعْلَمَهُ عُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ Is it not a sign to them that the learned children of Israel knew it? And the Holy Quran moves on and implies that even if this Quran was sent down to a non-Arab and it was recited to the Arabs, by this non-Arab, they wouldn't have believed in it. But now, this Quran is sent down by an Arab, by the Arab who is from the noblest family among them. They have to ponder, they have to confirm it, they have to follow it better, but yet they do not think, they do not believe, they don't want to accept the truthfulness of the Holy Quran. وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَى بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ If we had sent it down to any of the non-Arabs, فَقَرَأُهُ عَلَيْهِمْ And it was recited to the Arabs by this non-Arab, مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ They would not have believed in it.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
It is narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam and one of his companions that once Imam Ridha alayhi salam spoke about the Quran and he dignified the reason inside of it. And he stated about its wonderful order, which is as a sign of miracle. And Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, the Quran is a firm rope of Allah. The Quran is the strongest handle and the clear way of Allah, which leads to the paradise, secures from the fire. The past of time does not make it old, and it is not tiresome for tongues. Because it has not been appointed for a particular time, but in all times it has been appointed as a reason and proof for all mankind. So this fact, the concept of generalizability of different verses of the Holy Quran, even if the Holy Quran is talking about the stories and events of the ancient prophets, is something true, and it is one of the aspects of the Holy Quran being a miracle. How could it be telling and retelling something about past and many years ago, and at the same time could be applicable for each and every one of the people living in the universe years after that? This is a miracle. So the Quran says, falsehood shall not come to it from before it, nor from behind it. It is sent down from the wise, the praised one. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.